This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Zuckerberg hates America.
Zuckerberg hates America.
What you are doing with your power that you have derived because federal law gave you the ability to stand up and grow without being hit by lawsuits, you have used this power to act like you hold all the power, that you can make these decisions. You have driven this cancel culture.
He despises the country that nurtured his ability to make $12 million every day of the calendar year by monopolizing America's First Amendment in order to lure people to share their private lives to the world and low-level hackers.
I know that we don't exactly have the strongest reputation on privacy right now, to put it lightly.
The exposed data includes the personal information of over 533 million Facebook users from 106 countries, including over 32 million records on users in the United States. It includes their phone numbers, Facebook IDs, full names, locations, birth dates, bios, and in some cases even email addresses, according to Business Insider, serving a black market where sharing family pictures leads to your savings being wiped out. Through numerous hearings, Zuckerberg has presented himself as a conscientious crusader, protecting the pseudo-values of the digitally distracted millennial generation.
Facebook is an idealistic and optimistic company. For most of our existence, we focused on all of the good that connecting people can do. And as Facebook has grown, people everywhere have gotten a powerful new tool for staying connected to the people they love, for making their voices heard, and for building communities and businesses. Just recently, we've seen the Me Too movement and the March for Our Lives organized, at least in part, on Facebook.
But Zuckerberg is merely a cog in the New World Order elitist cabal's wheel, whose unchecked avarice has revealed true dark intentions as he rapes the ancestral land of Hawaii's oldest island, Kauai.
So now a billionaire comes in with his money, doing it by force, removing people out of their land.
It's one thing to want to protect your property. It's another when Native Hawaiians like Shannon Buckner still own pieces of your land.
So the land that you own is just across this fence right here?
Yes.
But Mark Zuckerberg has put up this wall and fence and it says no trespassing?
Yes.
What would happen if you tried to go over there?
I'd get arrested for trespassing.
Even though it's your land?
Yep.
And as Zuckerberg foolishly taunts the curse of Hawaii's ancestors.
You want it? Sure, why not? It'll make a great souvenir. Okay, take it. Bad luck. Come and get me.
Facebook, in league with the treasonous Mockingbird Media, vomit out propaganda against a former president of the United States, as NBC's headline declares, Trump's Facebook account should never be reinstated because we know what he'd use it for. The former president used social media as a propaganda tool to try to undermine American democracy. Of course, he'd do so again if given the opportunity. NBC's headline ironically undermines American democracy. Forbidding the use of a former president's First Amendment rights is treasonous. But NBC continues to stomp its boot on America's face forever, stating Facebook's oversight board will announce whether former President Donald Trump will once again be allowed to post on that company's platforms, which include both Facebook and Instagram. The company first took down a video and post from Trump, then suspended the then president's accounts for 24 hours on January 6th. CEO Mark Zuckerberg wrote that the risks of allowing the president to continue to use our service during this period are simply too great.
That's right. I shot a video last night predicting that the ADL-run board would continue the ban of the 45th president, and they indeed did that. See the full report at ban.video. Zuckerberg hates America. He doesn't just hate America. He's absorbing America. And now the ADL is spying on everything you do through Facebook. Wow. We'll be right back. Last week, I had a caller to my radio/TV transmission. And he said to me, he said, Alex, there's all these facts and all these numbers and vaccines being recalled and people dying from it and people getting sick. How do I reach out to my friends and family and explain to them and to warn them about the danger? And I said to him something very profound because it's so true. Trust your gut, trust your spirit. That's what the Bible tells us. And I said, ask those friends, those family, those neighbors, do you feel good about this vaccine? And his answer was, no, they don't feel good about it. So go with your gut. Well, let me ask you again. How's your gut feel about getting storable food? How's your gut feel about getting down the countryside? How's your gut feel about getting guns and ammo to protect yourself? Well, I know what your gut's telling you. We have the best storable food at the highest quality at the lowest prices you're going to find. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now or PrepareWithAlex.com. Go with your gut and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, Dr. Joseph Mercola joins us today, and I appreciate him having the time. His busy schedule will do that. It could be a more important topic of free speech and medical rights and consumer rights. He's a medical doctor. I'm not going to go over his whole bio, but he is the guy in the 90s that led the fight to basically keep the right for us to have supplements legal and barely got a law in place that protected it somewhat when they were going to ban it all. It's safe to say we wouldn't be in the position we're in to even be able to fight back against this tyranny now. If it wasn't for Mercola, I'd call him the great-grandfather of the modern health and wellness movement. And Mercola.com is his site, but unlike some of the other people that like founded Whole Foods and others, he has not sold out to the system. StopCovidCold.com is his site. And he made an announcement yesterday, a big article at Mercola.com. It's also on InfoWars.com. Why I'm removing all articles related to vitamin D, C, zinc, and COVID-19. And we're going to repost that article in the live show feed, under the live show feed, so you can read it because it has the groups and has the organizations. The disinformation does, and this is funded by a consortium of Bill and Melinda Gates groups, and they actually called the CIA and FBI to use anti-terrorism actions against folks. They have 20 attorney generals of states saying, shut us down. Well, he was willing to stand against that, but new developments happened, threats happened to him and his family that were so specific, he said at this point he's going to remove the information about zinc, D, and other things that even Fauci admits are true. So a very dark day, and he's not backing down from them. This is obviously strategic, and I think it's a cry for help. We all have a cry for help. I mean, we're all under attack, and the way tyranny works is it slowly takes freedoms like the frog in the pot until you're boiling. That's what the Nazis did, the Soviets did. We're here today. We're now in a boiling pot, and you've seen Biden get on TV and say, anybody that opposes my agenda is a white supremacist, and you're a terrorist. We're going to have the Pentagon come after citizens. And you've seen Psaki say that, the press secretary. You've seen Nunes warn of this in closed intelligence hearings, that they're rolling out a purge. People that just were at the Capitol, didn't hurt anybody, were waved in by police, are in solitary confinement under the D.C. jail. So it's a very dangerous time. And now the attempts to bully us into forced gene therapy. So I want to try to give Dr. Mercola for the rest of the hour the floor to talk about what's in his article. But I've got some questions that I want to get into. The so-called vaccine and the rest of it, and what he thinks the trajectory of this world is. So Dr. Joseph Mercola, StopCovidCold.com, Mercola.com, thank you so much for joining us on short notice.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Give me another platform. I really appreciate the opportunity. So it is a sad day that we are seeing the progressive, depressive decline in the Constitution, specifically the First Amendment. They're starting with any narrative around COVID-19. And because of the pressure that I've been under, we needed to remove anything that's connected to COVID-19 and supplements. So the StopCovidCold.com has been taken down also. So the only place right now is Mercola.com. But I've got exciting news. It's we're The content that's currently removed and being censored is going to be somewhere else, but we can't disclose it at this time, but will in the new future on in the near future on our site. So, and you are very wise. You picked it up with your brilliant mind that this is strategic. People don't know this is a highly strategic move. So we have not given up. We have not backed down. We are committed to winning this thing, and I am beyond confident that we will defeat these guys, Alex.
Well, talk about the intimidation, though, because I've had it. Other people have had it. A lot of friends of mine have had it. And you know, people's wives get threatened, things like that. Folks need to know the level of the mafia tactics we're dealing with.
Yeah, the strategy involves me not disclosing specifics because it would ruin it. So I can't really give details, but it's there, I can assure you, with a high degree of confidence. So, but the good news is that it's not intimidating me in any way, shape, or form. And in fact, the exact opposite is true. So I'm aligning with some of the top brains and the very wealthy individuals to form something. If you've read Ayn Rand's book, Atlas Shrugged,
yes,
you'll be very familiar with it, which is called Gulch. So we're forming one, and it's not going to be the United States. So, and we're going to, it's embryonic at this point. It's going to probably take us a few years to figure out a strategy, but we will defeat them. Not a micro doubt in my mind. Not.
Let's talk about 35,000-foot view, the recklessness of bringing out decades-old mRNA stuff that they can never get approved, the lying about it, the buying off hundreds of thousands of influencers, not just major media. I mean, this is a big push. What is this push? What are we witnessing as a medical doctor, a trailblazer that's tracked and predicted all this? What is this we're witnessing? Because I saw a year and a half ago, in December, the UN issued an emergency report and said people don't believe in vaccines. Our doctors say they're hurting people. They're not tested. It was the director of the WHO vaccine program. She said that we're killing people. And I think this is all a response to all that news coming out to just create such a big hysteria that you forget the previous crimes. What do you think it is?
Well, before I answer that, I want to mention that I have written a book on this. It's called The Truth About COVID-19. It was just published this week or last week. And it's brand new. It's on the bestseller list on Amazon. And for now, that's the best way to get the details of this because we've had to take most of it down from our site. So if you want more information, I'll go with that. This is obviously a limited format. We can't go into great detail. But with respect to the vaccine, I couldn't agree with you more. I can only speculate. It's my belief that this clearly has every sign of a depopulation strategy. There's nothing that's good coming to this vaccine. It's my belief that ultimately this vaccine will kill more people than COVID did. I'm really convinced of that. And you won't know. It'll never be known because they're suppressing all the information. Anytime someone dies from a vaccine injury within hours, it was a coincidence, just a coincidence. Whereas if they had a COVID-19 test that was a false positive and they died 3 months later from a motorcycle accident, it's COVID-19 death. So these statistics are manipulated up the wazoo, and they're manipulated to support the narrative that they want, which is to drive fear into the population so that they can push them to the vaccine. They're not winning. They were not winning. And who's behind all of it? I think you well know, which is a real, you know, who are these front groups financed by? They're financed by a number of billionaires, so-called philanthropists, but one of the major ones is Gates. And you know what happened this week. Gates wife petitioned for divorce. So you know what that means, Alex?
Tell me, doctor.
It means we are winning because we, not only me, but a whole wide variety of other individuals have carefully exposed his fraud and corruption. We have demolished the halo that he has created with the same strategy that John Rockefeller did, and he's demolished. He's essentially admitting victory. This is a very strategic move on Bill and Melinda Gates, because what they're going to do is going to transfer all of the information, not the information, but the
wealth, the monopoly to her, knowing he's got a good chance of going down.
Yeah, he's definitely down. We decimated.
So she's the escape pod.
Right. They're going to transfer his halo to her and the foundation, and they'll be able to continue their nefarious activities. But it shows that we're winning. This is the first step. He will ultimately be crushed. Their whole organization will be crushed. The truth will be – you cannot suppress the truth forever. There's no question.
By the way, you're not just bragging. You were instrumental with Ron Paul in the 90s crushing their move to ban supplements. They were going to do it. So, I mean, you don't just – I've never seen you so confident, and I've been interviewing you for 23 years.
I don't know if it's been that long.
I think it's that long.
Yeah, yeah. So there's so many things that we can do now. But the first one is to not be afraid, to know, understand that the truth will prevail and that you just have to continue along. And ultimately, we're going to come up with a plan of strategy. I don't know what that is, but I know we're going to come up with one. So in the meantime, you can read the book Truth About COVID-19. It's on Amazon or any place you like to purchase books. And it helps spread the message because, you know, it's being censored. So it's you know, Alex, if we go back, it's really interesting because I interviewed Naomi Wolf a week ago, and this last Sunday it was on our site.
Hold on, I want to hear this. She's another real liberal, somebody that really cares, that's truly anti-war, anti-police state, and pro-medical freedom, my body, my choice. Let's talk about your interview with Naomi Wolf when we come back, and let's talk about the fact that you've already won some big battles, and we can win these battles together in the future. Dr. Joseph Mercola is our guest, and we'll also give you some history of Bill Gates. He's an expert on that. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Trailblazer fighting for our medical rights, our health rights, and of course, he was telling me during the break, he said, look, quit trying to give me credit for stuff I really wasn't instrumental in. But I was instrumental in, and it's important to know the victories we've had. I'm not just heaping laurels here, is that he spearheaded exposing Monsanto back when they would sue you, they would attack you, Bayer would attack you for Roundup, the glyphosate, which they now confirm all the world causes cancer. They lied about it, said you could drink it, ended farmers commit suicide with it. And now another settlement, $10.6 billion, announced to do today with Bayer, that was just one division selling glyphosate. So I know that's ancient history, but briefly talk about that victory and why you're targeted by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, openly saying they want to use the CIA on you like a terrorist. That's an actual quote.
Yeah, they want to use Peter Hotez, who's gotten tens of millions of dollars in funding from Bill Gates Foundation, was allowed to publish an article in the most prestigious journal, one of the most prestigious journals in the world, Nature. And he calls for cyber warfare for the anti-vaxxers because this is too important a thing, even though no one's broken any law. All we're doing is exercising our First Amendment freedom of choice principles and freedom of speech. So it's just shocking that they go to this level, but they're pulling out all guns to suppress information and freedom.
And by the way, you sent me some articles. They say in here, don't let people say that deficiency of zinc, vitamin D, and C is a big cause of viruses hurting people. It's a fact. But you sent me an article where Fauci had to admit it. I mean, so yeah. You're literally saying that water is wet and the sky is blue, and they're saying we need to use the Pentagon on you.
Yeah, it's a classic illustration of doublespeak and a disinformation campaign. They're just essentially what's up is down and down, and what's right is left. I mean, it's just insane what they're doing. I had a peer-reviewed article that was a complete review of the immunological effects of impact of vitamin D on infectious diseases, including COVID. And it was rejected like four or five times from a very prestigious journal called Nutrients. And that was published. I was also co-authors with William Grant and Carol Wagner, who are very profoundly expert, recognized vitamin D research, and they vetted it like crazy and was good. And I can't even publish that. It's like, what more proof can you have? They're suppressing all the valid science, that anything that disagrees with their narrative, which essentially supports the fear to drive people to the vaccine, which is going to not result in a good outcome for people. And you know what's interesting, Alex? The weekend before last, the CDC came out and had one of the most egregious recommendations they ever made. They recommended the COVID-19 vaccine for pregnant women, even though in the rigged safety trial studies that were grossly abbreviated, there was never any pregnant women in the trial. And we know that just basic precautionary principle is you never give unproven, untested therapeutic interventions to pregnant women, yet they recommended it. And we're looking at a minimum of 30% miscarriage rate, probably higher. That's what's being reported, and this is self-reported, so we know the impacts are much higher. I mean, this is reprehensible medical malpractice.
Ben Shapiro's sister was a big pusher of it, her whole side. She said she was going to take it. And then recently she said she just had a miscarriage. I know a lot of folks are on record saying they had miscarriages, but then after they took the vaccine or the so-called vaccine, what would you call these gene therapies or what would you call these Franken shots? I mean, because they're not plastic vaccines, are they, doctor?
No. They are not vaccines, even though whichever dictionary, they changed the definition to include this, but they clearly don't, you do not feed meet the criteria previously used for all traditional vaccines. These are engineered with genetic technology that has not been proven, never been proven. There's no safety trials to confirm it. Essentially, they put in messenger RNA, which is a bit of genetic material in your body that allows your body to produce antibodies. And they perceive it as a safe way, but these messenger RNA molecules are very fragile, very perishable, and they have to encapsulate them, at least the Moderna and the, not the Johnson & Johnson, the Pfizer vaccine. So those vaccines have it, and they encase it in a nanoliposome that's composed of polyethylene glycol, and that which itself can cause an autoimmune reaction, but these nanoliposomes, oh my gosh, this gets instructions to create the spike protein to most tissues of your body. And if it gets into the liver or the bone marrow, it can produce, it can actually cause this severe clotting disorder, which has killed many people. It's well documented, no question. It has killed people. And I think the reports, the last time I looked, was over 3,000 to the VAERS database who are dying from this. And we know, there's lots of science to show, there's only 1 to 10% of the actual number of cases are reported. So if 3,000 have died, that means it's at least 30,000 to 300,000 who have died from the vaccine already. Totally being suppressed.
That is just so bombshell. And I know people who've gotten really sick from it. I know people that have died.
They will die. There's no question they'll die.
What is the time frame? Because we know with mRNA vaccines, in one study, all the ferrets died. In other studies, a lot of the animals got sick. Infernal died later.
That wasn't an mRNA vaccine. That was a conventional coronavirus vaccine. And you're right. That was about 8 or 10 years ago. They gave them this coronavirus vaccine. All the ferrets got immunized. In other words, they had sufficient antibodies to defeat the illness. The problem is, when they challenged them with the actual infection, they all die from a process called ADE, which is antibody-dependent enhancement, or I like better, PI, paradoxical immune enhancement. In other words, their body was primed, and it became overactive to the infection. And when they got exposed to it, they had an overactive response,
is that a form of allergy?
No, it's a type of allergy of sorts, but it's more specifically targeted towards the immune
system. So is that what happened with the Spanish flu? A lot of experts, I'm not a doctor like you, I've read, think that they've already been hit with one flu. They're already primed, so when a similar flu came along, they had an autoimmune response. Is that wrong?
No, it's different. No, I mean, it could have played a role, but more than like, because they didn't have vaccines back then. It was smallpox, as far as I know.
Sure, tell us more about ADE, because I keep hearing about this.
Yeah, ADE is an acronym for antibody-dependent enhancement. So essentially, when you're exposed to this, this is a conventional vaccine. We'll probably have some element with mRNA vaccines, but because we don't know. This is all new. They've only been given the vaccines for a few months, and the next wave of coronavirus infections isn't going to be till the fall or the winter. So we don't know. People might be dropping. Those who are vaccinated might be dropping like flies because of this ADE process. It's never been tested. There is no data on it. This was rushed through with Operation Warp Speed. No one has been tested for this. No one. So this is the most massive experiment in human history. They've got well over 100 million people in the United States, and probably a lot more than that worldwide. I don't know what the current stats are for those who are already immunized as of this date.
And obviously, you're a smart medical doctor. You've got all these other prestigious medical doctors and scientists, Wolfgang Wudarg, Dr. Yidan, former chief scientist, Pfizer, saying what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to go to break, but just for 30 seconds, what is the establishment thinking? It sounds like they've created a disaster for themselves.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to cave in. It's going to crumble all around them. And we just have to be patient. We have to know that we have the truth, that they're not going to win.
All right, we got to go to break again. Longer segment coming up. Dr. Joseph Mercola is blowing me away because he's a medical doctor. He's an author, researcher, best-selling author. And his new book, Amazon knows it's going to be a bestseller. He told me they bought a record number of
it. It is.
I'm going to order a bunch of them because I need a book to give friends and families and neighbors from a respected doctor that will give them the facts they need. It's a life-saving book. Get it today. We'll be right back with Dr. Joseph Mercola. 14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies.
We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. That's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline has been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up, and this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Greg Reese said, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Mercola is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Very honored to have him. Doc, you've got the floor. I've been asking a lot of questions, but you're just dropping bombshell after bombshell. This is such a huge societal power grab by these tyrants, and those of us that are more logical and more historical and aren't megalomaniacs, we go, this doesn't make sense. They're going to destroy themselves. Well, that's the nature of history. So we've got to protect those that listen. We've got to protect ourselves. Mm-hmm. We've got to continue to build civilization while not getting in the way of these crazies and them killing us, but somehow peacefully trying to stop them. Because this is really a genetic raping. This is a will to power. This is a vaccine big pharma industry in trouble, buying up the UN, buying up health departments around the world, and really forcing a total takeover of surveillance and vaccine passports and all of it. But I think it's going to force innovation that's going to transcend them. You were talking some about that during the break, so you've got the floor. Please continue.
Okay, so what can we do to address this? Let's look, turn on the positive. And first of all, don't get the vaccine. And I think a comment I made in one of the last segments was that I think the vaccines will kill all people. No, I don't. Most people will survive, but I think ultimately more people will die from the vaccine than do from COVID. I'm pretty confident of those numbers. But there, once you get the vaccine, you have no idea, because we have no idea. We just don't know. No one has ever done the studies. It's never been done. Those low long-term, normally it takes 9 or 10 years, so don't get the vaccine. What can you do? You can improve your immune system, and I've written about those things before. There are like things like vitamin D and zinc, and it's almost summer. It is where I live in Florida, and you don't have to take a supplement. You just take just go into your swimsuit and go outside in the sunshine. It has to be on your skin. You just can't be outside in the sun. It has to be on your bare skin. It provides a lot of other benefits. And then time-restricted eating, where you compress your eating window to like 6 or 8 hours. You don't do it all at once, because most of us eat more than 12 hours a day. And when you compress your eating window, you develop metabolic flexibility, or also otherwise known as insulin sensitivity, so that your body is far more resistant. Because we know that obesity is impacted by the COVID-19. And what is the driver of obesity? Metabolic flexibility or insulin resistance. So that's a simple, easy thing that you can do. And also avoid vegetable oil. Vegetable oil, Alex, is the single most dangerous food you could possibly eat. And, okay, yeah, so we don't buy the bottle of corn oil or safflower oil on the shelf, but it's hidden in almost every single processed food. It is clearly a big strategy that you really need to get into. And so if you do time-restricted eating, eliminate vegetable oil, you're going to radically improve your health and the need for any intervention. So those are the simple things you can do.
And, of course, the liberals and the left always push vegetable oil is great. Why is it so bad?
Oh, my gosh. It is the most pernicious metabolic toxin ever invented by man. It is killing. It's responsible for killing the two most common causes of death, heart disease and cancer. The primary culprit is vegetable oils. It is not sugar. It is not sugar. It is not sugar. It is vegetable oils. I am confident of that. Sugar is a factor, but so if it's processed foods, you think it's the sugar, but in processed foods are vegetable oils. So you've got to get that out. And foods that we think might be healthy, like even olive oil.
And explain what vegetable oil does. I guess it just gums up your arteries or whatever.
No. It's a good question. We have limited time, but I'm ready. That's one of my next books, Alex, because it's such an important topic. But essentially, it disrupts mitochondria. So those are the energy-producing organelles in your cells that produce the ATP, and it just disrupts this electron transport chain, and it increases oxidative stress and inflammation. It's the most damaging. Here's the thing, Al. Sugar is in and out within minutes, right? Vegetable oil lasts for 7 years in your cells because it's embedded in the cell membranes, and you've got a big problem if you're eating it. So even if
So it's literally like a tar baby.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So that's why you want to get it out. And you have to be really assiduous and diligent, almost obsessive compulsive, and read the labels. But essentially almost all processed foods have them. There's some that don't, but most do.
So that's why the New York Times says you need vegetable oil, you don't need animal fat. Are they literally trying to kill us?
Well, they're aligned with the propaganda to destroy us. So there's no question. I don't know if they're doing it consciously, but it's a whole other story. We could go on for hours on that. But just know that that's the truth. And you can look on my site for this information, and it will give you details. Now, the other things you can do is part of this. Why are we doing the global reset? You've talked about this enormously with other guests, I'm sure. And it's a transfer of wealth. And they're going to have the CBDC, the central bank digital currencies, as a way to control us, essentially that is the social credit systems that is coming up with the vaccine passports. But a way around, because they can manipulate, they can wipe out everything you own in the CBDCs. If they don't like you, did something wrong, they don't like, boom, gone. You don't have anything. They've been doing it already. The people, the guys that own gyms that were resisting the tyrannical orders of Cuomo, they liquidated their bank accounts. And they because they gave them this $15,000 a day penalty for fantasy, and they destroyed them. So one of the things you can do to protect yourself is to go – the answer to this, I believe – I could be wrong, but I believe is based on the blockchain, but not just centralized blockchain, because the CBDCs, the central bank digital currencies, will be centralized blockchains. But a decentralized blockchain – and the best example of that is Bitcoin. And I believe so much in them. I think most people should get them as a protection for the future. And so where do you get it? Well, there's a really good place called Swan Bitcoin, Swan Bitcoin, SWANBitcoin.com. And if you put a / Mercola, they'll give you $10 of free Bitcoin. And you can buy it there.
Absolutely. That's the best place. And I don't care where they do it, SwanBitcoin.com/Alex. We do it as well. That is a place where it's a real place and you're not going to have any weird stuff. And it's good to at least stick your toe in it.
Well, yeah. And the nice thing about them, because I'm a good friend of Corey, is the guy who started it. You can set up regular deposits so that you get every week or month you can put in $100 and it'll automatically buy whatever price. Because the key is what's something called dollar cost averaging, where you just buy whatever the price is. And you don't spend it. The last thing, if it goes up two times or three times, don't spend it. You keep it for 5 or 10 years because eventually it's going to be worth $1 million.
And if they change it, I believe it'll go back up. Max Kaiser told me that 10 years ago. He's always been right.
So I heard that story. Max gave you, supposedly, I don't know what
the truth is. He tried to give me, Ed Bilderberg was covering it. $10,000.
Do you know how much that's worth today, Alex?
$500 million.
$550 million. 10,000 Bitcoin.
It's a true story. Yeah. Leanne McAdoo saw it. Richard Reeves saw it. They all saw it. We dug through all the old laptops. We can't find it. We got one more segment, but we got some time left here. Just go back to Bill Gates, because you've done your research. He modeled what the Rockefellers did to hide his wealth, and the fact that they're trying to move the halo off of him because he's tarnished onto her, I think is dead on.
Yeah, I'm pretty convinced of that. And that was a strategy that Rockefeller successfully used, because he was equally vilified as Gates was a century ago, and that strategy worked for him. And we didn't have the technology and the resources to disseminate truth like we did back then. I mean, like we do now that we did.
So this means that their attempt to build him back up, the facelift has failed, and now they're going to try to move the – what she said, she'll still run the foundation. So this is a very cynical operation.
Yeah, Bill Gates will be controlling it for sure, but he's not going to be the front person, the spokesperson. It'll be Melinda. So is there, because he's so tarnished at this point.
And then now if you attack depopulation, you're attacking a woman.
Yeah, but if you want more details of Gates, because you can go on for hours, James Corbett has the most amazing, I mean, I think it was a 2-hour series he put together, James Corbett, CorbettReport.com. He's being heavily censored, too, but he's done a magnificent...
Pulled his very scholarly videos off YouTube.
Yeah, and I did it about 2 weeks ago, maybe three. I did a really great video with an interview with Vandana Shiva, when we talk about Gates extensively. So that's another resource that I think you would love. It's got... Oh, man, it's got...
Final segment. Tell us what you want to cover when we come back, Dr. Mercola.
I think we can go over some of the strategies, the reasons why we're doing this, and my interview with Naomi Wolf.
She's been doing a great job exposing things getting demonized.
She's a left or right issue. This is the opposite of you, but you're aligned at the same mission.
Well, she's against the police state. She's against torture. She's against not having medical freedom. I think she's a real liberal. I think she's a good person. I think she has a heart. We'll be right back with Dr. McCullough.
Absolutely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And whatever they think is the most important, they carry. We probably only carry 15, 20 books a year. So I was so excited about his book, The Truth About COVID-19, Exposing the Great Reset, Lockdowns, Vaccine Passports, and the New Normal, Joseph Mercola and Ronnie Cummins, forward by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., which I've read the forward. It's incredible. And I called our purchase guy over, Blake, and I said, I want you to order a bunch of these. He goes, we already are selling it. We're already sold out of the 500 we bought. So we've got it. InfoWarsStore.com, and because you need a big, nice book, well, documented with all the stuff sourced to give to friends, family, neighbors, lawyers, to put at the library, to give to your local doctor. We need to fight an information war. The globalist system depends on ignorance. So get the book, The Truth About COVID-19 by Dr. Joseph Mercola at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't care where you get it. Just get it. Exposing the Great Reset, What an important book. And I've got a good, it doesn't have any reviews yet. We just started selling a couple days ago. But we're ordering 10,000 of these because everybody's got to get it. Yeah, you know all about this stuff. We have all these guests on. You're informed listeners. Your friends, your neighbors, your family aren't. This is life and death. I personally am going to get 50 of these. I can buy them at cost. That's what he sells them to us for. Great deal. And I'm going to get these out to everybody I know. This is what needs to happen. This is an information war. Get my film Endgame as well, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that predicted the Great Reset 14 years ago, back in print again. We just sold 20,000 copies of those the last 3 weeks, but we're selling them for $3.95 a piece. So it's great. We're selling a lot because it takes a lot of money to fund this place, and I appreciate you all and your support. But knowledge is power. Dr. McColl, you want to talk about Naomi Wolf, anti-war, anti-torture. She had to admit that Trump was even better than a lot of the Democrats. A real liberal who has a conscience. She's been shunned. She's been attacked, saying this is medical tyranny. And, of course, you just interviewed her. Tell us about her views on this whole power grab.
Well, it's interesting because she's a traditional progressive, and you're a conservative, but you're both oriented on the same purpose, which is freedom, personal freedom and liberty. And she actually voted for Biden in the last election and was opposed to the Second Amendment. So, but she's changed those positions. So she wrote a book in 2007 called The End of America, and it's re-released by Chelsea, who is actually the publisher of The Truth About COVID. And they're releasing the first and last chapter and the foreword for free. So you can download it for free. If you want to get the whole book, that's fine. Or just watch my interview with her. And it's very fascinating because it's sort of an update to it. But the crux of it is that most people don't understand this. I mean, maybe most of your viewers do, but certainly the average American doesn't, is that our founding fathers, they either themselves or their parents or their grandparents escaped tyranny. They escaped tyranny, and they knew what tyranny was. Read the Declaration of Independence, and you'll see what it is. And they escaped that. And those people who signed the Declaration of Independence, every one of them knew that they would be executed for treason if they failed. That's the commitment that we have. The average person has no concept of what the personal risk and what they sacrificed to get the personal freedom that each and every one of us enjoy today that is rapidly disappearing. So her book, The End of America, outlines 10 steps, and she says we're in step 10 now, and that's her next book, step 10. So this is the call to action. I mean, we have a limited time. This is the window is closing. I look at, pre-World War II in Germany. The window was closing, so you've got to be prepared because otherwise it will collapse. It will collapse, and we need to take – we need a resistance. People need to understand that they need to take action because this is the most serious threat. Am I interested in health? Yes, I'm interested in health on steroids. I want people to be healthy, but it's impossibly healthy when every bit of information about how to achieve that is suppressed and banned.
And I agree. Censored. I haven't read your book yet. I've read the foreword, but I'm going to flog it because – people still read some, especially professionals, but they don't read as much as they used to. And they respect a big, thick, nice book, well done with all the facts. And so that will just cut through all the disinfo. Because when you actually look at Fauci, and if you look at Bill Gates, and you look at the Wuhan lab, they lied every step of the way. And you've got Gates-funded groups calling for you to have the Pentagon shut you down and shut down Robert F. Kennedy Jr., when you're saying things that are on the NIH website, that if you don't have vitamin D3, you die. Hey, it looks like it came out of the Wuhan lab. That's now Redfield, the former head of the CDC, says that. I mean, this bullying is insane. Because even if you were wrong, you have a right to say what you want, but you're not wrong. You're right.
Yeah, even if you believe them, the people who developed this vaccine sincerely believe that this would be the best thing they could do to help the epidemic. Well, then why suppress, censor, and squash every opposing view? If you believe it's that true, why don't you allow a dialogue?
And they always say science, 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 science. Science is about challenging. It is about being challenged.
It's impossible, absolutely impossible, Alex, to have informed consent. If you only get one side, it's impossible.
Wow, we got 4 minutes left. You're on fire as usual, Dr. McCullough, but I've been interviewing you for a long time. You seem really fired up and positive. I mean, you opened up with saying, look, this is the fall of Bill Gates and having to move the halo from him to his.
Now, I wasn't completely responsible. I contributed to it. There's others. Many others are exposing his fraud. And that people are – you should go to YouTube, which still has it, my interview with Vandana Shiva. It was only 2 weeks ago. I mean, there's still, we have over 1,300 comments. 98% of them, I read them, I moderate those myself personally, are positive. They all are saying, what a creep, what an evil creature this guy is. We got a, literally one or two out of 100 that are opposing that. He is being exposed, and that's why he got divorced.
Well, that's right. He came out and admitted that 80% of those that took the mRNA Pfizer vaccine were getting bad side effects. And then he said Joe Rogan, he had his NewsGuard group say, I and Joe Rogan lied when we said 80%. So we just showed the clip. Joe Rogan put it out. It got about 10 million views total on YouTube and Instagram. And he didn't know what to do. It just devastated him that here he is saying, admitting 80% get sick. And then 2 weeks later, he says we're liars when we have the quote by him. It's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, if you're, you know, the best strategy in life is to always tell the truth. Because when you lie, you always remember what your lie was. And then you get so easy to get tripped up. But if you're always telling the truth, it doesn't matter because you can come every which way. It's always the truth.
Well, I'm going to put a prayer out to God and just to the ether and to the listeners. To, you know, we need to get you on the Joe Rogan podcast because that would
really
help.
Well, I know you're his friend. I think he's pro-vaccine. But that, I'll tell you that I would be so deeply appreciative because I have a lot of people I know in Austin. I would love to go and visit with him. I mean, I have enormous respect for him, and I know.
Well, I'll tell you where Joe is. He knows the vaccine science. It can be tainted. It can have problems. He knows attenuated viruses. That's a real science. And you know, he then tries to defer to the experts and have a foot in both fields because he's really not sure. But I know he's freaked out by them trying to inject babies and children.
Well,
I know
he's also on Spotify, and Spotify banned me last week. No, with no reason, no justification. We didn't have any things that they said not to, and you couldn't. We actually objected to it and went through the resolution process, and they changed their terms of service after our objection. So they banned. So there may be a reason why he doesn't want me on, because I'm banned from Spotify.
Wow, absolutely. Well, there is a reign of terror going on, and it's very frightening. And that's great to see. Naomi Wolf is pro-Second Amendment now. I didn't know that.
Oh, she is. She changed her position. Totally changed. This is all recent because she's committed to the truth. She understands it at a foundational level. If you have integrity, yes, you can have beliefs, but you change as you evolve, you grow into
well,
it.
Well, I mean, sure, guns cause a lot. People cause problems with guns. They're bad people, just like people with cars do bad things.
Absolutely.
But now she's getting things are so tyrannical. We've got to have a balance of power. We, the people, have got to be able to have guns.
Absolutely. There's no question. It's an essential element of preserving our hard earned freedoms that our forefathers sacrificed their very lives for. And we may have to be called to do that too. We don't know. I hope it doesn't come to that, but it's a really good possibility unless we act and act succinctly, strongly.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Doc. And that's it. None of us want violence, but offensively, they're coming at us with Frankenshots. And if they really send out COVID tracers like they said they're going to do in Europe and start dragging people away that won't take the shots in the future, they admit that's their plan. That is a violation of the Nuremberg Code, isn't it, Doctor?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not calling for armed revolution. I'm just saying we should honor the Second Amendment. Our forefathers were smart enough to figure out that that was an essential element of preserving your freedom.
Sure, it's an insurance policy, so tyrants know it's always there.
Right, yeah. And to protect you and your family. Just, you know, you have to
have
proper
training.
The book
is available at Mercola.com, Amazon.com. It is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah, go to our site, sign up so that you get one. We'll share when we can disclose the information we had to take down.
All right. Come back as soon as that comes back out, Doctor.
Yeah, I will. I know you have not. Alex, I love you. I'm so glad that we're aligned on this mission because we're going to win. We are going to win.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, General Mercola. He's awesome. We love him, too. Thank you, sir. All right. There he goes. We have another thought criminal coming on. Nick Fuentes is taking action. He's going to file suit. You heard it here first against the TSA for putting him on the no-fly list. Hour number 3 straight ahead.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.